This is gonna sound pretty wild. Somehow we've entered what seems to be a temporal causality loop.
Maybe there's something wrong with the universe.
Welcome to Amos Half's Electric Chalet. I'm your host, Reiki Shangles. Today we will be guiled by Amos Half's free cable. Now come, there's precious little time. Amos! Amos!
Good day, Reiki. Welcome to my electric chalet. Regrettably, I must curtail the customary pleasantries. Sensors indicate our warp containment free cable system is fluctuating erratically. It looks like we're on the verge of a core breach!
Gold spooks, Amos! To the turbo lift!
Engineering. There, my dear. Stay frosty. We're almost there. Well, Reiki, it appears that the dilithium hollow matrix tetrions are forming an emergent positronic intelligence, drawing on my free cable network emitters.
I believe the key to understanding the ship's behavior lies in the holodeck. All of the connection nodes intersect at that location.
Excuse me, sir. My expositronic network requires further inputs.
Think of it this way. The hollow entities contacted via subspace by my free cable experiment have fused with the chalet's propulsion system in a mutually causal feedback array. Thus, in principle, we should be able to stabilize the containment field and avert a core breach by enhancing the entity's hubris bubbles.
Expositronic network still a little fuzzy,
We play lots of Star Trek, or the chalet will explode!
Then theoretically, processing the hollow hubris meme should realign the main sensor array and stabilize the containment field. Captain, it may also be possible to use the transporter beam to project holographic images of ourselves into the hollow feedback matrix, thus modulating the signal exchange between the holodeck and the containment circuits.
Captain, I'd like to go to the holodeck. I could interact with the characters and maybe find some clues to help us understand what's happening.
By Jove, that's right! We'll need something to change the channels! Engineering, create holographic images of both Reiki and myself and beam them directly into the feedback matrix. Make it so. Hubris bubbles are creating their own realities!
Pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike. Am I the you before, the you were when your world was new? Or am I the you that you will be tomorrow? Through me you see your future or your past, I know not which. For I come from that spark of light so far in space, your mind the distance could not comprehend. Was once my home, and calls to me when I look up into the void. But it is not the verdant place your planet is that warms and cools you as the seasons go. Oh, no.
Welcome, Mr.
From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewing forth upon your pleasant sphere so much like you and yet so unlike.
He's half human. We've seen him reject a Vulcan marriage. His marriage to a human female possible to him.
It was for me.
But if you take the madness that happens to your people at the time of Khanpar, then add to it the extraordinary strength of a Vulcan.
Ordinarily, an Earth woman could not enjoy that. If she survived, she might be severely injured, both physically and emotionally.
Regarding that,
I will not paint a word picture. I will say that humans and Vulcans mate in somewhat similar fashion.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical.
I write Slash that appears on the internet.
You're talking about the Chaos Zines, the Kurtzbach fetish groups.
The term means one character with another, like Kirk slash Spock.
We thought that either Gene or the studio would put a stop to it, but the studio never really seemed to care because we're talking very small circulations.
We're all very normal ladies, mostly housewives,
who want to read sexual stories about
Kirk and Spock, but don't want to see them with other women.
The mailing list I'm on is completely anonymous.
Why is it important that your identity not be revealed?
Because of the controversial nature, we're living in a culture that isn't as a progressive, so it's important to avoid censure.
I write The Secret Logs of Mistress Janeway.
This is a story about Mistress Janeway and how she ties up Ensign Kim and beats Tuvok
with a writing craft. That was rather interesting. Another fan wrote a Klingon sex manual. There's no such thing as safe sex in Klingon.
How to tell if your daughter is seeing a Klingon. Meeting your Klingon.
Initiating the mating ritual. What if and I, what happened? I pushed him, he pushed me back, we started wrestling. And it's understood that is part of the Klingon culture.
The female pushing a man or slapping a man is considered like, hey, I want to go out with you, I find you attractive.
I don't have it with me anymore, I threw it away, but they had made
from latex a Klingon condom. It was ridged, had like big ridges and stuff.
Ricky, this just in via subspace. Apparently the Hello Hubris meme of Mr. Spock is entering Ponfa. The only way to help him, and thus to contain the warp core breach, is to go through some original Slash. This is A Print Fan's Nightmare by Khaki. Are you ready to engage?
Yes.
Thank you. further, he begged. He lifted his hips even higher as he lay beneath the Vulcan. His chest gleamed with sweat. His nipples were taut, his hands were clenched at his side. His eyes shone bright with unshed tears, tears of joy and need. His cheeks were flushed. Yes, Spock! Love me, Spock, Mr. Tambourine Man!
He shouted, the look of agony on his face bearing witness to his deep need. Above him, a no longer stoic Vulcan panted. Yes, yes, I am. Jim, I am, as he thrust deeper and harder into the willing ass resting in the palms of his hands. He kneaded the hot cheeks in his hands, pulling them farther apart. He lifted himself forward on his knees, using the greater weight to push him into the human. Again he thrust and moaned as the human plead for more.
I must say a few words.
So good, Spock. So good. You make me feel so full. Let me loosen my girdle.
Spock pulled almost out, then slowly slid forward as Kirk writhed beneath him.
More, Spock! Please! Slowly, Jim. Enjoy this. I need you too much.
Feel me as I enter you.
Oh, yes. So hot, so hot. Tell me what you feel.
Kirk glowed at the pot at the phrase. You.
For centuries,
yes, my love, Spock responded automatically.
You had your lucky star. You kiss.
You are tight and slick. When you clench around me, I feel an urge to thrust so hard.
Do
you consider the possibility?
The human pleaded.
Spock thrust hard, pulled back, thrust again.
He moaned as the human tightened his anal muscles, refusing to let him out.
You're mine.
First Earth,
Spock!
Yes, Jim.
Twinkle, twinkle, little Earth, how I wonder.
Spock slid one hand around Kirk's hip, up and forward. He folded his warm palms around Kirk's palm. Kirk jumped upward.
Oh, God, no!
Also, people will sing.
His cock dripped as Spock stroked him slowly. He threw his head back and closed his eyes
deeply. Spock's hips remained still as Spock cocked buried deep in Kirk. He flexed his abdominal muscle, causing his Vulcanic cock to move powerfully inside Kirk and stroked Kirk's aching hard erection.
Kirk's eyes flew open. Oh,
that's good. Spock!
His hand reached out, pulled Spock's hand from his cock, held it tightly.
Illogical.
Me,
now,
my love,
as to the matter of
this
space
time
sanitation,
is just for you.
Take a moment to consider
inside
all the littering and debris my planet has to contend with.
He flexed his hips, retreating from the iron hard of him, then flexed again, forcing the shaft inside. He looked into Spock's eyes.
On Vulcan, our leader's wife has started a let's keep space
just
campaign.
Love me? I want to feel you inside me. I feel you so hot. You're caught in me. Your balls full and ready against my ass. Your curls
with my
sweat. Spock! I'm rubbing my balls hot, Spock! I love you!
Since we are deprived of the beast during this time, the rest depends upon the woman. Not just her strength, but also her wisdom, her patience.
Is it possible to ever completely overcome the Ponfar madness?
It is probably impossible to a Vulcan in his youthful prime. Fortunately, I was not.
And there was a rather peculiar limerick being delivered by someone in the shuttlecraft bay.
I'm not sure I understand it.
There was a young lady from Venus.
Of course, we haven't time for that sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
Oh, God, what I'd have to show me.
Doctor!
A man.
Doctor.
right?
Doctor. Not now, Doctor.
Mama. Go boldly, go where no
not now, Doctor.
Has gone before.
Please.
Right now, I find you extremely...
I'm glad you came.
Not now, Doctor.
Glad you came.
No!
Worf, is this your idea of sex?
This is sex. But I have no place for it in my life now!
You are fully functional, aren't you?
Of course, but...
How fully?
In every way, of course. I am programmed in multiple techniques. A broad variety of pleasuring.
You jewel, that's exactly what I hoped.
It will be completely. Or I'll
you are fully functional, aren't you?
Of course, but...
How fully?
In every way, of course. I am programmed in multiple techniques. A broad variety of pleasure.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste.
And remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering to the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings.
This is going to sound
many
pretty
fears
wild.
Are born of that fatigue.
We've entered what seems to be a temporal causality loop.
Jim, I love you. With yourself. If you are willing to give up the stars to have my child, how could I say no? He pulled Kirk closer, rocking his hips against the humans. May I?
Make love to me? Yes. Always.
Kirk pushed against Spock, his cock hardening with renewed desire. He reached for Spock's hand, gliding back from his hip to his lower buttocks.
I need you
with
too.
With all its sham,
Spock slipped his thigh between Kirk's, lifting the human's thigh over his thigh. He tilted his head to kiss Kirk's forehead.
Be careful.
How soon can we begin this?
In a couple of months, Spock! We have to make arrangements, and I'll need to start hormones. Then, touch me again. Yes.
Kirk began to moan as Spock slipped one finger into him. And
there are new ships, planned, that will take families, our child with us. Oh, yes, and the stars.
With that, the room became quiet of all but the moans of two lovers.
And that's the Pon Farr. Man, stabilizing this warp containment field is proving much more challenging than I thought, and much more, non-hygienic. Medical officer, I need to organize an away team. We're gonna need buku medical supplies after a Ponfar odyssey like that. After that encounter, we are in dire need of penicillin shots, herpesil, morning after pills, bandages. Ricky, I'll be transporting to the surface of planet Nonoxinol 9.
All right, transporter. Ready?
Ready. Engage. And make it so. Because that's fascinating.
Is it fascinating?
It's highly illogical. Well, transporter chief, is there a problem with the transporter?
Yes, sir. We've had an overmodulation due to the hollow hubris memes. Instead, you'll have to take a shuttle.
Perhaps you should try it again. I have a feeling that the dilithium crystal chambers and the warp nacelles may have been interfering, but perhaps creating some kind of tetrion grid emissions. Maybe you should push the button now. You know, you're right. I better take the shuttlecraft. Oh! If any beings are picking up these transmissions would like to send your subspace, you could dial in to Stardate 427-3772. I'll see you when I get back from Nonoxinol 9.
All right, Captain. I'll man the ship until you get back. Make sure you don't forget the Vagisil.
Until recently, members of the Federation did not know much about the Klingon language beyond how it was used during battles. After all, it was not all that long ago that hostilities between the Klingon Empire and the United Federation of Planets ceased. Although you would think that an interchange of ideas, culture, and traditions would have started right away, Terrans in particular were at first a little reluctant to visit Klingon planets. But as news spread,
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Tourism and trade have begun to boom. Although linguists have been studying Klingon for some time, no one has prepared a course specifically for tourists planning a visit to the Klingon Empire.
Amos,
this tape
are you
should
there?
Begin
are you
to
okay?
fill that void. Like I said, by I'm listening right and repeating the Klingon phrases you hear, you will quickly learn what you need to know to get by on any visit to the Empire.
You want to practice our Klingon?
Correct pronunciation of the words,
yes. Way to use time efficiently,
and some useful
Amos.
Expressions.
Here we go.
Also, since language is the key to any
all
culture,
of you, listeners at
you will begin
might
to become
to brush
familiar
up on your
with the richness of Klingon
are
traditions and beliefs. This course is
that's
a
that's Amos on an away mission looking for Star Trek
to
fans
Klingon
to help us save our chalet.
Find
we are set to blow. Set
this
to blow.
This is only
you like
an introduction.
Star Trek,
but if you apply it,
I mean,
excuse me, I found a very strange being here who professes his love of Star Trek. Sir, what is your name?
Spockeen?
How do you feel about Planet Nonoxinol 9's waiting room for medical supplies?
I don't know.
The universal translator is not working. I'll be back in touch. Thank you, sir.
Expectoration, or spitting, is a common
that was a very, very strange creature, Amos. Do you know what species he was?
Keep a napkin.
I don't know. And like I said, here at the clinic, you know, I didn't want to get
now,
too close.
Well, let's focus. Are you ready?
Yes.
Klingon hold the hard rup.
Good.
Good.
Maj.
Maj.
Pay attention and concentrate.
Okay.
Ye Kim, ye Bush.
Ye Kim, ye Bush.
Kaboosh!
Bla.
Kapla.
Kaprak!
Oh, no.
Thanks, oh, no.
Thanks,
that's not Klingon.
Worf, is this your idea of sex?
Worf is here.
This is sex.
No. No, not again, Worf. Hello. Are
Lieutenant
you having
a... I can't hear my Klingon lesson.
Get it inked down.
not only has Klingon been spoken just in the movies, it turns out that people like to speak the language. People like to learn the language.
Maj. How do you say kill?
Hawk!
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 Hawk! Hawk!
Hawk!
Hawk!
Hawk!
Hawk!
Hawk!
Hawk! Hawk!
Hawk! Hawk!
Hawk! Hawk!
Hawk! Hawk!
Mashul, Malone, ha!
They just came out with the first full edition in Klingon of Hamlet. They're working on translating the Bible. There's a team of scholars doing this, and they've translated the theme song to Sesame Street, the theme song to Gilligan's Island.
Systems overload! Amos, do you have a caller? Amos, are you there? Amos? I'm all alone. It's very cold here in space. If you're interested, please call in. This is Stardate 4693119. Oh, the humanity! While we wait for Amos to find an alien being capable of helping us with our holocaust holodeck problem, we will listen to more of Lenny.
Ricky, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I found some strange beings, quite hostile to the Federation's interstellar agenda. One moment. It's sort of an energy being. Here we are in the clinic. I don't want to get too close. I'm just going to hand over my communicator. I think that's a tentacle.
I've just never been interested in Star Trek, and I've always thought Star Trek is really, really boring and not interesting at all, and also that it's been kind of nerdy. Like, everyone I know who watches Star Trek is kind of nerdy, and...
Well, what would you say if I told you you were boring and uninteresting?
Well, let's say that you haven't really gotten to know me or met me before, so you don't really know what you're talking about.
I would use the same argument for you in Star Trek. Maybe
if
you got to know it.
I've watched Star Trek before and seen it, so since I've gotten to know Star Trek, I can make that kind of comment, whereas since you've never gotten to know me or met me before in person, then you can't really make that comment.
Well, could you, I don't know, do you have more than one penis, or are you able to transport? Are you interesting at all?
I'm not able to transport, but I'm not really interested in transporting. Right now I'm transporting some gifts for my mother-in-law, and I'm able to walk through Santa Cruz, and I really don't need to transport to anywhere else.
Do you have any, like, cool alien powers?
Oh, no, I don't have any cool alien powers, but I don't really want any cool alien powers either. Nor do I find cool alien powers very interesting or exciting. I'd much rather read a book or... I'm not that interested in TV, especially Star Trek.
Star Trek books.
Do you want to say anything about Star Trek, John?
You're giving
me
nothing
here. Do you want to make any comments about Star Trek?
I think we're done, Carla.
I don't dislike Star Trek as much as she does, but I don't really watch it.
Why not?
Well, it's just a little bit too, I like things that are more, contemporary and not so, far out. So I guess I don't know. I don't watch much television, too, so that might be part of it. I'm not as interesting a person as she is. You're not going to get as much out of me. In fact, I'm going to hand the phone back to your guy who gave us the phone.
Amos.
I'm getting closer to kill.
Amos, I feel like you failed. Please, find an alien life form with intelligence.
I just had to wrestle my communicator back from the cold, icy grip of the tentacled being who I just stunned and faced. I used a Romulan disruptor.
Amos, this mission has been a total disaster. A complete failure. Get back to the ship immediately.
I'm coming back to the shuttlecraft. I wasn't able to get you the Vagicel.
2434. What?
Open pod bay doors, Hal.
Oh, well, at least pick me up some diapers, then.
I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet dreaming wildly
in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation, and with much difficulty, maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming...
There's something wrong with you.
Star Trek?
We can't work out the problems.
By the 23rd century, Star Trek fandom had evolved from a loose association of nerds with skin problems into a full-blown religion.
And Scotty beamed them to the Klingon ship, where they would be no tribble at all.
All power to the engines.
As country after country fell under its influence, world leaders became threatened by the movement's power. And so the Trekkies were executed in the manner most befitting virgins.
He's dead, Jim. He's dead, Jim.
Finally, the sacred texts were banned.
The last comments of the 79 episodes in six movies were dumped on the forbidden world Omega 3. Along with that bloopery where the door doesn't close all the way.
Star Trek was forever scoured from human memory.
The world needs Star Trek to give people hope for the future.
Yeah, why is it so important to you?
Because it taught me so much. Like, how you should accept people, whether they be black, white, Klingon, or even female.
Indeed.
It's all stuff from that forbidden show.
So many cardboard sets. So many memories.
Bill!
Eldar.
Hey, this is wonderful.
Oh, man.
I feel like hugging you.
Well, I would, except you have no body. And we're both men.
Check out these abs.
Don't be ridiculous, Doctor. The beard is an ancient and proud tradition.
Some of the most distinguished men in history have worn beards, Doctor.
I know, but after the razor was invented, I think beards became mostly a fashion statement.
I'm not concerned with fashion. To a Klingon, a beard is a symbol of courage. I think it's a sign of strength.
Sure, and of course, women can't grow beards.
Doctor, it sounds to me like you feel that beards are nothing more than an affectation.
Ricky, I think we might be making some progress here and modulating the Father Hubris memes. But now we're finding that the lithium chamber intermix is having trouble resorting to the Spock versus Kirk slash Punfire. The only thing we can do is finally settle their hash once and for all. We're going to have a Spock Kirk showdown. And then somehow that's going to affect the warp core containment field breach problem. That's the premise of our show. So this is Spock. Rolling on the river.
I cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Took a lot out of it.
Rolling on the river. If you come down to the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, 'cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to give. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
And that was... Well, yeah. That was Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock. And in our right corner, we have... And clearly the crowd's favorite. We have Captain James Tiberius Kirk. Beaming in now. What will he be performing for us today?
She packed my bags. Last night, pre-flight... 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
I don't know if I even want to live.
Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here. Hello. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am. No. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Oh, right. Well, the votes have just come in from all over this parsec. And it would appear that Captain Kirk has won. That does a lot to help stabilize our containment field because, as previously established in your expositronic network, here we are in the holodeck. My free cable experiment's gone awry. The dilithium matrix has gotten connected with the holo circuits, and the holo hubris memes need some hubris bubbles to contain them. Shatner, Kirk's hubris bubbles having now been satiated, we must contend with the imbalance caused by Picard's. So, having just won the round robin, Kirk... Thank you. Having just won the round robin, and now competing against Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise, we have Captain James Tiberius Kirk with his Julius Caesar. Take it away, Captain.
I'm Captain Kirk!
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. No tears, tears for Caesar. Evil that men do lives after him. The good is often interred with their bones, so let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man, so are they all honorable men. Honorable men. This was a man. No tears for Caesar.
Travel, step forward. His life so chill at work. It is not in our stars, but in ourselves, that he is grown so great. For faith, the greatest Roman of all. No tears for Caesar. That is what's man, he was a king. Countless not many times before he fell. The plague great deal, the great great.
Stick his dad up, chill him, we hate the beast. Six
rest of us, snap season. The good man makes the nature, and hate to sacrifice for the peace. Six rest of us.
The evil that you do, that will come back to you. Don't try Caesar.
No, don't try Caesar.
Beware the eyes of March. You all did see that on the looper call I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this a mission? Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? Oh, judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me. This was the man. This was the man.
You're the man, Bill.
No tears for the man. Cry havoc. Let's slip the dogs of war.
Come war. Come war. 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 War.
We're lost.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet.
Engage.
You can't find it within.
excited to ramble on about something everyone knows.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Make it so. Make it so.
He just kept talking in one long, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic so that no one had a chance to interrupt. It was really quite hypnotic. Incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic. Incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic. Moving from topic to topic. Quite hypnotic. Incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic. Incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic. Moving from topic to topic. Quite hypnotic. Incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic. Incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic. Moving from topic to topic. Quite hypnotic.
You'll have to call again. I'm just leaving. I'm not dressed properly.
My love is a fever, longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease.
You'll have to call again.
In faith, I do not love thee. With mine eyes, they be a thousand heresies. But 'tis my heart that loves what they despise. Whom in despite of you are pleased to do, shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
As a consolation prize, in a moment we're going to sing the 12 Days of Shatner. Hopefully that will help us prevent a warp core breach here at the Shindig.
And lipstick. Lipstick's very important.
To avoid the aging process. You can call me Mr. Shatner now.
Okay, you ready? This is from Shatnerology. On the first day of Shat, Miss OTS gave to me a toupee on his pear-shaped fanny. On the second day of Shat, Miss OTS gave to me two sultry pouts and a toupee on his pear-shaped fanny. On the third day of Shatmas, OTS gave to me 3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a toupee on his pear-shaped fanny. On the fourth day of Shatmas, OTS gave to me 4 suspicious stains on the pear-shaped fanny. On the fifth day of Shatmas, OTS gave to me 5 wet hickeys! 4 3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a toupee on his pear-shaped fanny. On the sixth... this is on the sixth day of Shatmas, OTS gave to me 6 mistreated horses, 5 wet hickeys, 5 wet hickeys.
4...
Wait, no, wait for it. 4 something something, 3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a toupee on his pear-shaped fanny. On the seventh day of Shatmas, OTS came to me 7 fanboy insults, 6 mistreated horses, 5
wet hickeys.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, what? What's OTS?
On the eighth day of Shatmas, OTS gave to me 8 pompous speeches, 7 fat boy insults, 6 mainstream horses, 5 wet hickeys.
I think it's old to paid Shatner.
4 suspicious stains, 3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a toupee on his pear-shaped fanny.
Is that what it says?
On the ninth day...
Wait for it. Right, here we go. On the ninth day of Shatmas, old two-page Shatner gave to me 9 half-assed fight scenes, 8 pompous speeches, 7 fanboy insults, 5 wet hickeys, 4 suspicious stains,
4 suspicious stains,
3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a to-be on his pear-shaped fanny. On the 10th day of Shatmas, old toupee Shatner. On the 10th day of Shatmas, old toupee Shatner gave to me 10 wild-eyed rantings, 9 half-assed fight scenes, 8 pompous speeches, 7 fanboy insults, 6 mistreated horses, 5 wet hickeys.
4.
Holy crap. 4 suspicious days, 3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a toupee on the On the 11th day of Shatmas, gave to me 11 tuneless ballads, 10 wild-eyed rantings, 9 half-assed fight scenes, 8 pompous speeches, 7 fanboy insults, 6 mistreated horses, 5 wet hickeys, 4 suspicious stains, 6 stains, 3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a toupee on his hair-shaped fanny. On the 12th day of Shatmas, all toupee Shatmas get to me 12 sweat-stained tunics, 11 tuneless ballads, 10 wild-eyed rantings, 9 half-assed fight scenes, 8 pompous speeches, 7 fanboy insults, 6 mistreated horses, 5 wet hickeys, 4 to 6 days, 3 fat butts, 2 sultry pouts, and a toupee on his pear-shaped fanny. We're going to commercial. I don't think the warp containment field's going to hold, Drakey.
We're sorry about that, everybody.
Rise, make sky seem.
Kick the little fucker's ass.
Ever heard of doping?
No, tell me what that is.
Science fiction focusing.
Could you explain that?
Well, actually, I can give you an example.
Perfect.
Episode of original series called Space Seed, which was the launching for the second movie, The Wrath of Khan. There is a song. Ever heard of doping?
Worf. Is this your idea of sex?
Sex.
Ever heard of filking?
No, what tell seems me what that is.
Science fiction filking.
Could you explain that?
Well, actually, I can give you an example.
Perfect.
Episode of original series called Space Seed, which was the launching for the second movie, The Wrath of Khan. There is a song. The song is called Vow of Vengeance. It's Khan's vow. That's it.
The summer sunlight, the howling at night, the blood of friends spilled on the side.
quick death, shivers a last breath, and dies as I cling to her hand. Mere mortals you be, the truth you can't see. You think you have.
Lieutenant Commander Data on the Next Generation, as you well know.
Yes, I know him well. Now, you guys call yourself
Spiner Femmes.
Spiner Femmes.
Yes.
Spiner Femmes?
Uh-huh.
I like that.
It's good, isn't
Spiner
it?
Spiner Femmes. Yeah. I think there's a series in that.
This is my Brent page. When I find out that somebody else has discovered Brent through my webpage, I feel really good about it. I feel, yes, I'm a fan here. Let other people outside of the Star Trek universe know who he is. He's not just Data. It's where I keep, right down here, I keep all the important collectibles. Got videos, t-shirts, mugs, the important stuff. If there's an earthquake, a fire, I want this stuff to be intact. Lived here about a year, and I found out where Brent lived, and I realized I could just see, I can't see his house, but I can see the hill, the top of the hill that he lives at the bottom of, from the balcony. And so when I'm stressed out, I come out here sometimes, just sit down here for a few minutes and take what I call a Brent break and just kind of gaze off in that direction and daydream for a little while.
You are fully functional, aren't you?
We've entered what seems to be
temporal.
We've entered what seems to be.
I am programmed in multiple techniques. Abroad.
Keep your britches on, Captain
Picard.
You jewel, that's exactly what I hoped.
Keep your
britches
on, Captain
Picard.
Keep your
britches
on, Captain
Picard. You've entered what seems to be temporal causality loop.
Captain Log supplemental.
I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stew. I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stew. I go flying so high.
I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stew. I go flying so high.
It's a musical version of Julius Caesar. I want to do a complete text.
Somehow we've entered what seems to be a temporal causality loop.
I don't know.
Dr. McCoy, I believe you're enjoying all this.
Seems to be temporal causality. Somehow we've entered what seems to be
Sounds to me like you feel that beards are nothing more than an affectation.
I do. But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, women wear makeup and nail polish. I just think it's time.
Not an affectation.
My beard is not an affectation.
Caller.
Yeah.
What were you just explaining?
I said I don't think Captain with more curve. You might play it a little bit. The ship needs more curve, but the captain is sleepy. Yeah. He's a little straight, I think.
Say more. What do you base this on?
Oh. Just the way he likes to fight all the time. Herbert mellowed him out too much.
Well, are you speaking from personal experience, caller?
My toes.
Nah.
Too numb to
nah.
Wait only.
So, caller, you think that Captain Kirk is straight, you said?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty straight dude. You might drink some.
Ready.
You might drink
go anywhere.
Yeah.
You might drink some.
Yeah, what do you think? Who do you like better? Who do you think is the better captain? Captain Kirk or Jean-Luc Picard?
I prefer Kirk.
Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why?
Why? Because he was a captain when I was born in 1967.
Well, he wasn't always the captain of that ship, you know.
Nah, he did other stuff too.
Yeah, it was. Who was it? April? It was April 1st, Robert April. Then it was Pike.
Right.
Then Sloppy Thirds was Shatner.
But third, alright.
Yeah.
At least for this year, in this instance.
Who do you think has the superior intellect? Shatner or Leonard Nimoy, who plays the character of Spock?
I'd have to go with Spock for the superior intellect.
Yeah. But who do you think is better, Spock or Kirk? You don't know the
nights of love I have shared in my life. Kirk, better or what? You mean for...
I don't know. Who do you dislike better? Hello?
I'd say Spock.
You like Spock better? Me too.
I like that computer thing he's got. Like that computer thing he's... Now we're getting that.
I don't think Spock can sing. I think that's why he does talking.
Both of them can sing.
Yeah. Did you enjoy Spiner's music? The actor who played Lieutenant Commander Data?
Didn't hear that.
All right. We're actually going to play it right now for you so you can hear it. Are you a Trekkie?
Oh, I watch the Star Trek every now and then. You know, they don't play the original, they play the card.
TNG. So here's some Spiner for you. I still recall the thrill.
I guess I always will. I hope we'll first impressions?
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Send that guy, and get a phaser and shoot that thing. Please.
What'd you just say?
I said get a phaser and shoot that thing.
Get a phaser and shoot that thing. Words of wisdom. Shoot first, think later. Those would be Captain Kirk's words for sure.
Definitely. Well, have a good rest of the show on the holodeck there.
Would you care to sing your own rendition of the Star Trek theme?
No.
If anyone else wants to hail us, our hailing frequency is 427-3772. 427-3772.
We've entered what seems to be a temporal causality loop. We've entered what seems to be a temporal causality loop. Somehow we've entered what seems to be a temporal causality loop.
In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Maybe there's something wrong with the universe.
The hollow hubris memes won't stabilize the free cable warp field matrix.
Really? Oh no!
Breach is imminent! All hands appendixing! All hands appendixing!
This is gonna sound pretty wild. Somehow we've entered what seems to be a temporal causality loop.